The two-day war games will take place in international waters and focus on anti-submarine and search and rescue exercises. Playing center stage is the American aircraft carrier Nimitz, which was deployed to the area last week. These exercises follow Operation Freedom Shield, 11 days of US-led military drills last month, which prompted Pyongyang to launch a flurry of missiles and unveil what is reportedly a miniaturized nuclear warhead capable of being loaded onto an intercontinental projectile. Pyongyang also tested an underwater drone reportedly capable of detonating a nuclear device that could cause a radioactive tsunami. South Korea says it wants to improve its response to North Korean threats, including submarine-launched missiles. Chris Gilbert in Tokyo.